Natural Selections is supported by Tug Hill Tomorrow Land Trust, helping kids and their families fall in love with nature. Learn more at tughilltomorrowlandtrust.org.
We've talked about bee flower communication and other sort of plant insect communication, color, pattern of the colors, smell, you know, those things. You say now that scientists have found that plants respond to sound that the insects make. Explain that to me.
It's amazing. It's like, you maybe have heard of these kind of, I don't know how serious they were, experiments to see if plants prefer certain kinds of music, you know, rock and roll versus classical, you know.
Right, for your house plants, you could encourage them. Yeah.
Well, here's some actual hard science that shows that some plants do respond to sounds. And it's not whether, you know, they like the composer or something. This has to do with the kind of sound it is. And it really makes sense. This was a study done in Israel in 2018. They were using primrose flowers and found out that if they played sounds of certain pitch, artificial mm-hmm. sounds of certain pitch, they would get a response from the plants. And it turned out if they hit the right pitch, the plant would start to produce more sugar in their nectar, but only within a certain range of sounds.
So if I'm a bee and I make a certain pitch, then, and I'm flying near that primrose, and that primrose is ready for me to come get a more sugary nectar.
Yeah, it turned out if you measure the pitch of the wing beats of certain pollinators that go to these flowers, it'd be bees or hawk moths, mm-hmm. if they either had that sound of the actual insect or mimicked it artificially.
Oh, how fast was this response? Because bees aren't hanging around, you know, much. I mean, they do sort of go to a bunch of flowers and move around, but it's not like they send out an advance notice, here we come.
Yeah, it was a really fast response. It was within about 3 minutes. There was like a major increase in the sweetness of their nectar. So all the flower would have to do, you could say, is hear that there are pollinators in the neighborhood buzzing past, and they say, oh, it's time to boost our nectar production in here. And of course, that's the usual reward for most pollinators, is the sugary liquid in there.
So they had eliminated all the other ways that the bees might be communicating with the primroses?
Yeah, so it didn't matter what the pattern of the sounds were. Like, you know, you could say the rock and roll versus classical again. You know, lots of notes or fast or slow. It was the pitch. And that makes sense, too, because there are other sounds out there, right, that have nothing to do with pollinators, the wind and stuff like that. So a very specific response.
Your record players or whatever. The music you're playing for the plant might not be.
Yeah, bird calls and things, right? So it's really exciting. It's a brand new field called phytoacoustics, where you're basically looking at flower blossoms now, not just as a color or smell or thing, but also as ears, you could say, that vibrate in response to those sounds.
So the color and the smells, we can respond to that, but we're probably not going to be hearing the phytoacoustic side of this, right?
Right. So it was really neat how they studied them, too. It was partly by playing the sounds. They could also measure the vibrations of the petals by shining lasers on them and seeing how the reflection of the laser beam would, you know, show you how the petal was moving. So very precise measurements on there. So here's a case where it's almost as if the pollinators are advertising to the flowers instead of the other way around.
Right.
And then they get a response of, you know, wait a couple minutes, we'll get this ready for you. Here's the nice nectar.
Right. That's really fascinating. So it's a very much two-way communication there. Is the nectar the only thing that it works for?
So far, it's a brand new field. There are other rewards, too. Some flowers reward their pollinators by giving them extra pollen to eat. And bumblebees, for example, are known to go to certain kinds of flower who don't make a lot of nectar or any. Mm-hmm. And their pollen is very reluctant. It's stuck pretty tight inside the flower. The only way that it's released is if a big, sturdy bumblebee comes in and then buzzes. It makes that loud buzzing sound, but it also vibrates the flower and shakes the pollen loose. And then they'll collect it and, and go off and feed it to their larvae.
Yeah, that's a little different. That's not like, I'm coming in 2 minutes, make some sweeter nectar. That's crazy.
Yeah, this says, give it to me right now.
I'm taking it. Well, lots more to learn about phytoacoustics, and we'll be listening. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by Paul Smiths, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.